And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 7th of November, 2015. The Bolshevik Revolution began on this date in Russia in 1917, which led to the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. 1917, in the fall, the Tsar Nicholas II was very unpopular. The military had suffered many losses to Germany in World War I. Food was scarce. Inflation was high. There had been an uprising in Petrograd in February that forced the Tsar to step down, and he was succeeded by a provisional government, a democratic government. Vladimir Lenin, who had been in exile for 10 years, led the revolution. He came back secretly across the border, gave the order for the workers' militia to seize government buildings. But the military was demoralized, did not come to the defense. The Tsar's palace almost deserted, and there was almost no resistance. It's the birthday of Albert Camus, born in Algeria, in the city of Mondovi, 1913. His father died in World War I. His mother was a cleaning woman. Camus and his older brother lived with his mother, grandmother, and a paralyzed uncle in a two-room apartment in the working-class section of Algiers. But he went on to university, studied French classics, got involved in revolutionary politics. He was an editor of the French paper Combat during the German occupation. He rejected the orthodoxy of communism, published his novels during the war, The Stranger and The Plague. It was on this day, 1805, Lewis and Clark first saw the Pacific Ocean. After a year of travel overland from St. Louis, they were near the mouth of the Columbia River. They wrote in their journal, "Great joy, we are in view of the ocean, which we have been so long anxious to see, and the roaring made by the waves breaking on the rocky shores may be heard distinctly." They built a log stockade 50 feet square, spent the winter there, headed back to St. Louis. And it's the birthday of Joni Mitchell, 1943, Fort McLeod, Alberta, Canada. Bought a guitar with an instruction booklet, but her fingers had been affected by polio, so she had to devise her own way of playing and tuning her guitar. Went to Toronto, then New York City, and then to the Newport Folk Festival in 1966. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb, "Last Day on Earth." If it's the title of a movie, you expect everything to become important, a kiss, a shrug, a glass of wine, a walk with the dog. But if the day is real, life is only as significant as yesterday, the kiss hurried, the shrug forgotten, and now on the path by the river, you don't notice the sky darkening beyond the pines because you're imagining what you'll say at dinner, swirling the wine in your glass. You don't notice the birds growing silent or the cold towers of clouds moving in because you're explaining how lovely and cool it was in the woods. And the dog had stopped limping. She seemed her old self again, sniffing the air and alert the way dogs are to whatever we can't see. And I was happy, you hear yourself saying, because it felt as if I'd been allowed to choose my last day on earth, and this was the one I chose. A poem by Lawrence Robb, "Last Day on Earth," from "Mistaking Each Other for Ghosts," published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.